Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we are pleased to be joined now by a guy I've known for way too many years. Does an outstanding job covering the NFL for USA Today, Jarrett Bell. Jarrett, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, Jarrett.
Pretty good, guys. How's it going?
Well, before we talk a little Steelers and NFL, I wanted to get your reaction to Ohio State 48, Michigan State 3.
Oh, I think the AP basketball poll came out yesterday.
Okay. Jarrett, in case people don't know, is a devoted Michigan State man. Not so much Saturday after that Ohio State game, though.
Yeah, I didn't see the game on Saturday, so I really have no comment.
Yeah, I figured you always do run when the trouble gets going. You know that, don't you? Hey, Jarrett.
I'm looking forward to seeing what Izzo does with this basketball squad we got up in Michigan State.
There you go.
It's supposed to be pretty special. We're number two, ranked number two right now. They play tonight against Duke. I mean, that's an early season test, so Duke's number one, Michigan State's number two. Somebody's got to, you know, not win that game tonight. But, I mean, it's typical Michigan State to have an early season, you know,
great
schedule
games.
that brings a bunch of, you know, big time opponents early in the season, and that'll help us later in the season.
Jarrett, the Steelers are 7-2, tied with New England for the best record in the AFC. Yet, to listen to our callers and the feel around town is it's all about what's wrong with the offense. How do you look at these Steelers at 7-2?
Yeah, well, you are what your record says you are, okay? So there's a lot of people that would love to be 7-2 right now. There's still a lot of football to be played. And you think about, really, with their offense and kind of how it's evolved this season from, you know, obviously with Le'Veon being out for, you know, all of the summer, Martavis just getting back, Ben having this early season struggles. And so, you know, you had to put all that together and then find your rhythm. And, I mean, I think the encouraging thing the other day was the fact that they were able to win the game and, you know, make the plays in crunch time. I mean, you know, it's complimentary football, so you got to make some stops to, you know, have a comeback. But you've got to, you know, you got to make it happen, too. So, I wouldn't push the panic button too much with them. I think the thing you are most worried about with any of these teams that are 7-2, and you look around the league, there's a bunch of 7-2 teams out there. And I know in the NFC, you know, New Orleans, the Rams, Minnesota, Carolina. Well, I guess Carolina's lost three. But anyway, point being, there are a lot of teams that are really in good positions right now if they can, you know, get on a roll. But with every team, you've got some kind of hole, some kind of flaw, some kind of something that's not perfect. I mean, that's kind of how it goes. But the big bugaboo right now would have to be injuries with any of these teams. And so to see Joe Hayden go down was, you know, it's got to be a concern. But knowing that it's not the worst-case scenario, you got to look at that as a positive. But that's kind of what I would be thinking about with the Steelers right now. So, you know, keep all of our guys healthy and keep, you know, improving where we can.
Jared, who's the better team as of this very second, the Patriots or Steelers?
Yeah, without Joe Hayden, you know, oh man, I'm going to still say the Steelers right now because their defense has been better, and New England's defense, at least statistically, is not what it's been. But the tricky thing with New England is that if you throw out the first month and then you look at the last month, the defense is a whole lot better. But, you know, they still kind of lack that, you know, big-time pass rusher and big-time playmaker on defense. So, you know, you wonder, you know, how good that defense is going to be if it really had to shut somebody down. But when you've got an offense that can roll the way they can roll, that can, you know, take the sting off of, you know, take the pressure off of the defense. So, yeah, I'm going to stick with the Steelers right now, and I know as this whole segment started, you're talking about the questions on the offense. Yeah, that's there, but you know, they at least they've got weapons. Some teams don't have. A lot of teams don't have.
Jared, can you have too many weapons? You know, it's a look at me kind of team. You know, Antonio wants the ball. Martavis Bryant says he wants traded. Le'Veon Bell wants to carry the ball. Ben wants to run the no huddle offense. How do you keep everybody happy?
Win and have more, put up more, have more first downs, more first downs, more points. More plays, right? Then everybody can get theirs, right? That's something that it's a good problem to have. I mean, really, you think about that. But you've got to, if you've got your health, then you could work through those problems. I mean, these are like first world problems in an NFL sense, right? Oh, I want the ball more, okay? But no, you can't have too many weapons because just like you saw the other day. You know, Martavis made a couple big plays that helped, right? I mean, obviously, A.B. made the big play to set up the game-winning field goal, so, you know, he still has that. So the numbers may not be what everybody wants and envisions, but if you can end the season with the ultimate goal, then I think that's just the trade-off. So, no, you can't have too many weapons. You're going to need all those guys at some point.
So with that all being said, why do you think this offense has been so mediocre? 18th in scoring, 31st in red zone offense, yards per carry, 26th in the NFL. I mean, these are numbers that you would – I mean, my goodness, Jarrett, the Ravens are averaging more points per game than the Steelers. It makes no sense. I look at that Ravens offense, and I think it stinks.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, that's saying something. I think, really, when I think about Pittsburgh's offense and – I think it's a matter of getting everybody in sync. And like I said a couple minutes ago, you know, you didn't have Le'Veon all summer. Now, summer doesn't count, but once you get back to the regular season, there was a process for getting him into the flow. Ben did have some issues. Okay, so there's that you worked through. You know, Martavis, there was that. Okay, so, you know, I just think it's a function of, you know, getting into a rhythm. But as long as you're 7-2, I wouldn't trip too much on the numbers, man. I mean, sometimes we can read, you know, too much into the numbers, right? 7-2 is the big number. It really is. And like I said, the fact that you do have health and you do have these weapons that you know can catch fire at any time, you know, not a reason to panic, man. Not really. But, you know, the red zone, of all the numbers you just threw out at me, the red zone number kind of sticks out to me because usually teams that run the ball well do well in the red zone, right? Because that's your equalizer. And, you know, you're going to have some situations in the red zone where you do have to throw just based on, you know, down in circumstance. But by and large, if you can run the football, you usually have pretty good red zone numbers because you can run the ball in and you know, dictate, you know, you're down and distance with the run. So that's one area I would look at and say, okay, let's see how this kind of flows from week to week as we, you know, go down a stretch here.
We're talking to Jarrett Bell of USA Today, does a fabulous job covering the NFL. Jarrett, Tennessee is coming to town, a short week for both teams, games Thursday night. Tennessee 6-3. I believe they've won four games in a row. Are they for real? Is this going to be a little more than just a token challenge for the Steelers?
Oh yeah, no doubt it'll be a challenge for them because you know Tennessee is a team that you know you really don't want to play. You know, and especially if you get into the end of the season or if they get into the playoffs, I think they're a sneaky good team that you know can give anybody trouble because. You know, their offense is built on, you know, power running. You know, they're not ashamed to say that's what they want to do. Mariota took a step back this year, not because of anything he did, but because of injury, basically. So it'll be interesting to see if he's able to kind of get back to where he was. But, no, and then, you know, you got LeBeau running the defense. So yeah, I think, Tennessee's going to be a good challenge for them. And I think, going down the stretch, you know, if you look at the AFC South and you say, which team would you trust the most between Tennessee and the team I saw on Sunday, Jacksonville? As good as Jacksonville's defense is, I mean, you just can't trust that offense, right? So I think Tennessee is really the team. And they've got the tiebreaker edge right now because they beat Jacksonville earlier. But, yeah, that's the team to beat in the AFC South. So this is a big game for them as well in terms of needing to win to kind of, you know, stay ahead of Jacksonville.
Jarrett, what do you make of the season Ben Roethlisberger is having so far?
Well, you know, I wasn't at the game against Jacksonville, but I heard a whole lot about it. And I think Roethlisberger's season has gotten better. Now, I didn't watch the game on Sunday, so I don't know any of the particulars of what happened on Sunday. But, you know, Ben doesn't have to be the guy to throw for 350. You know, it's a matter of, you know, protecting the football. And I mentioned the Jacksonville game because that was the low water mark for him. But, you know, by and large, as Le'Veon gets going, Ben looks better, right? And so, you know, he's still the guy who can, you know, make those clutch plays and those clutch throws. So, yeah, for me, when I look at him, the numbers may not be what they were and, the better numbers you've seen from him, but still – not to the point where you're ready to just, you know, trash on a guy and say he's not capable of winning the big one. So, yeah, I think he's still that guy.
Jarrett, what's your perspective? Give us a national perspective on Mike Tomlin because he takes constant criticism here, again, despite the record.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I love Mike Tomlin in the press conference. Well, I don't know if you get much better than that. Did he say something about leaving the light on for Joe Hayes?
He always says that about a guy that is questionable to play.
Yeah, he's Motel 6 with that line, basically.
Yeah. Okay. No. So he definitely does press conferences great, which I like. I think Tomlin is still one of the NFL's best coaches, really. And the reason why I don't even hesitate to say that is because, you know, Mike Tomlin gets his teams to play hard for him. Mike Tomlin connects with his players. That was the deal when he first came on the scene and they, you know, started to have some success quickly under him. That was kind of, you know, one of the tenets of what he did was he's able to connect with the players and get the players to play for him. And you know, when things come up, I mean, he addresses it, you know, and I don't care if it's Antonio Brown doing something silly in the post game and in the locker room or whatever. I mean, he's going to address it, and, he kind of really puts his foot down when it comes down to, you know, who's in charge and how we're going to operate. So I don't think that has changed. They're 7-2 right now. So if anybody's got a problem with Mike Tomlin right now, it's their problem, not his problem. It really is because it's not – automatic that you're going to when is the last time he's been 7-2? You guys
2007 is the last time.
2007
that they were 7-2. Yep. Yeah. And this will be if they win on Thursday to go to 8-2, it'll be their best record since Ben's rookie year when he won all 13 of his starts.
Wow. So I mean, this is not the time to nitpick about Mike Tomlin. Not at all. And I know just like, you know, a lot of coaches, I mean, things have come up over the years. It's like, okay, well, did you manage the clock right here? Or, you know, what was the decision there? Did you gamble there? That's stuff that comes up. But in terms of, you know, who he is as a coach, I mean, you know, I like the consistency, to tell you the truth, in addition to, you know, the one-liner at the press conference.
You put him on the same pedestal or the same level as Belichick, Jarrett?
No. Nobody's on the same level as Belichick. But that doesn't mean you can't win the Super Bowl just because you're not on the same level as Belichick. But the difference with Belichick is look at all those rings, right? And, you know, the great thing that Belichick has done has been, you know, to kind of transform his team, you know, from year to year based on circumstance and injuries and personnel And that's the thing that's so admirable about them. But he's got that one constant in Tom Brady. But even with that, you know, they've been so good at adapting to things.
He's also really good at clandestine stuff, like convincing a tight end in Green Bay to quit on that team and end up back in New England. How about that one, Jarrett? Yeah, is that fishy or what?
Well, guess what though. But you know, they put him on waivers, and there are how many teams could have claimed him?
Well, he was telling people that he was hurt and was going to retire, right? I mean, isn't that part of the story?
Got that. It's definitely fishy, but you know, point being, there are teams that could have jumped ahead of New England and claimed Marty Bennett, and if they had done, you know, whatever kind of homework they needed to do to see if he was going to be available or not, that could have been done. So, I'll give you that. The Patriots, you know, definitely have a way of, you know, working the system, if you will. But, you know, there's a lot of people in the NFL that work the system. So I don't hold that as much against Belichick as maybe some people do. I really don't. And in this case, like I said, there's a lot of people that could have claimed Bennett. But just to get back to the original point, you know, they win and they've got the Super Bowl victories to show for it. So Belichick is at that level. But that's no knock on Tomlin at all, because Mike Tomlin has been a great coach for a long time in the NFL, and you can't sneeze at that. But, you know, you can look around the league, and there's a lot of people that, you know, are great coaches, but they're not Belichick, Andy Reid being one, okay? Great coach, has had a lot of success. You know, he's not Belichick, okay? And we can, you know, find some more examples as we go along if we had to.
Jarrett, we appreciate your time, man. We'll look forward to seeing you down the road. You coming into town Thursday night?
Not Thursday night. I'll be watching it on TV, but, you know, I'll be around soon. You can believe that.
All right, Jared. Hey, man, thanks. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.